I arrived in LAX around 8 p.m. on a Thursday, intending to party all weekend and go to my interviews on Monday. Junior was there to pick me up. Hey man, what's up? Not much, what's up with you? Nothing. Let's go to Vegas. Well, okay. By about 8:15, Junior and I were on our way. I didn't even drop my bags off at his place. Junior tells me to exit the highway and pull into a place called In-N-Out. I was not impressed. He insisted that we go inside, as he said that one couldn't properly drive and give these burgers the attention necessary at the same time. He ordered me the double-double, and looking at it, I was still unimpressed. I've only fallen in love 3 times in my life, and the first bite of that double-double was one of those times. The crispy bun complementing the cool lettuce, the special sauce accentuating the fresh tomato, the sweet meat mixing with the salty cheese, all of it coming together in a harmonious medley of flavor thus far unseen on the American fast food landscape. I was smitten. It was the single greatest fast food meal in the history of civilization. Even though I was full, I immediately ate another double-double. I was nearly in tears at this meal. It was so transcendentally excellent. Junior insisted that he drive for the second half of the trip. I didn't understand why until we pulled onto the Vegas Strip. Had I been behind the wheel, I probably would have wrecked. I'm not a big fan of the movie Swingers, but I have to give it to Jon Favreau. He really nailed the scene where they come over the mountain and see the lights of Vegas. I was like a child. I was so completely fixated by the flashing bright lights and shiny things everywhere. Times Square has nothing on driving into Vegas. We pull into the Bellagio around 1 a.m. and immediately sit at the $25 blackjack tables and start playing. And drinking. And winning. Before I realize it, I am drunk. Junior and I are screaming, and we've collected the crowd around our table. We were that table. Everyone who has been to Vegas, or really any good casino, knows the table I'm talking about. The one with the guy standing up, cheering at every winning hand, cursing at every losing hand, making ludicrous bets that pay off, yelling at everyone within earshot, ordering drinks for the entire floor, telling random onlookers to bring us food. That was us.